This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. I had a random act of kindness last week when Paula McIntyre made a gorgeous cheese, triple cheese pie, triple cheese and onion pie. And as I was drooling here in the studio and listening to it, the next thing, the door opened to the studio and the producer walked in with a cheese and onion pie for me, for my very own self. And it was gorgeous. And she's with us now. Good morning, Paula.
Hi, John. How are you? I'm sorry.
I'm not too bad.
Just don't get excited this week.
All right. Spoiler alert. It's not happening
sorry,
this week.
Darling.
But this is exactly the kind of a dish that you want for this sort of a day.
You would nearly think I knew the weather forecast.
You'd nearly think you were talking to Barra Best.
Honestly, yeah. Well, I do keep in touch with Barra, so that is with his tweets. So that's maybe by osmosis I pick something like that up. So earlier on in the week. Yes, I'm doing a beef and potato soup and topped with crispy potato breadcrumbs, potato bread, croutons, sorry. So, you know, potato bread.
Oh, yeah.
Having your fry. And I have to be honest, I was going to do some croutons with this, but I didn't have any bread. But I had a wee bit of potato bread and I thought, I'll just try that and see how it goes. So diced them up. This is the topping. I'm going to the end first. And honestly, a revelation, John. You can
so
hear
you just
them there,
fry them up. Yeah.
Yeah, listen. Do you hear that?
I can hear them.
Yeah,
can't smell them, can't taste them, but I can hear them.
But they're lovely. Really lovely. We make a lovely crouton.
Good idea. Because do you know what? I find now, sometimes not everybody in our house eats potato bread. So you buy a pack of four or whatever and you use two of them. And then there's two and then they go blue and then they sit and they go kind of that really strange thing of stale but sort of slightly bendy and rubbery. So this is a way of using that up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you can hear they're lovely and crisp and they weren't the freshest either. So
there you go.
That's probably
waste
not want not. There you are.
So beef and potato soup then.
Yeah.
What kind of beef?
So I've on the pan now, I've really, really hot pan and sealed off a nice bit of shin and just with the bone in. Make sure you can get one with a bit of bone in the middle and that'll sort of help flavour your soup and give you that nice, you know, that sort of gelatinous thing going, you know, that's really, really healthy. I mean, I was, people, you know, the young people now talk about being beef broth. I mean, that's what I was raised in beef broth. We called it just broth. And there was always a pot and it had barley in it. So this is kind
absolutely.
Of this. I remember, and it was just, it filled you up, John. And
my granny's house in Port Stewart, you went up to granny's on Saturday and you got that shin with barley and lovely salty soup on a bowl that was, what do you call that, blue willow pattern.
A willow pattern bowl.
Granny's still remember to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Actually, I didn't think about it. Well, I don't know if they had a set.
No,
I don't know if they had a whole set of them. It was like a big flat plate. Yeah.
Nearly like a big flat bowl. Yes, we had the same, actually. And that's what I associate now with broth, actually.
So if you go into your butcher's today and say, I want a shin bone, whatever, how much? Is it cheap,
nice
dear?
Nice big bit of shin that would be, say, a kilo would cost you around £8.
All right.
So, and that's going to, that, and the meat, you can eat the meat, it's not just for the stock, you know, it's really good. And the thing is to seal that off in a really hot pan, just a small bit of oil, season it up. So I've got that, John, so I'm going to take that out of the pan now and just set that aside. So that's sealed off. Put that into like a pot or a saucepan. And then the veggies that go into this now, I've got some nice carrots. There we are, some onions, and let that all cook down. So just nice dice. This is all going to get blended, not the beef, but everything else is going to get blended. And just give that a nice, cook that down until it's really, and those wee veggies there have taken up the, you know, the flavour from their shin. You know, you've sealed off the shin, so you've caramelised the sugars in the meat, and that'll take up the flavour of that too. So let that all cook down a bit. And then that goes back into the pot. And there's a couple of things you could do here. I have a big sort of like cast iron pot that I make, you know, a soup like this in. Or you could just leave it bubbling in a saucepan. But see, if you put it into the pot, put a lid on, put it into a low oven or into your slow cooker, you don't get the house steamed up. You know that when you're making soup and the house steamed up? Especially a day like that, it really steams up. So I just... tend to just stick it in the oven and forget about it. So once you've got all your onions and your carrots cooked up, the thing that you, that it was your granny's too, with her soup, she would have put something that is very essential or very quintessential Northern Irish, and that is soup celery.
Oh yeah. So,
and you can't get soup celery in a supermarket. You'd have to go to a greengrocer's or a farmer's market, and it doesn't look like table celery. It's not got big, you know,
thick
those
stalks.
Light green.
It's very thin, isn't it?
It's wee thin, that's it. And it's a leafy celery. But to me, it's, you know, when you taste that, the taste of nice beef soup, that soup celery comes through. And it's one of those, you know, they always say, put in your herbs in at the end, your soft herbs. This one, get them in at the beginning. And it'll cook down and it will permeate through everything. And I've put a couple of spuds in there too, John. And not traditionally, I put in some Worcester sauce because I just like that combination of it with the beef. And then some balsamic vinegar. And
vinegar?
Get that a wee bit of balsamic, just a nice, you know, if you have a nice rich balsamic, a couple of those, and it just brings out the... It just matches the sweetness of the carrots, and it is lovely. And let that just simmer until... your beef is tender, and then take the beef out, let it rest, and then put a couple of spuds in and cook them until they're soft, and then blend the whole thing up, and then just take a couple of forks and pull that shin beef apart and then put that in, right?
Yes.
I haven't put parsley into that because I just think the flavour of this. Now, it does go a funny green colour, but it does taste very nice, and honestly, it's one of those things, it's just warming, it's, I don't know, it's just, you know, one of those things that you just take and you can sort of feel it sort of going into your heart and just thinking, oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Just
beef soup for the soul.
Beef soup for the soul. And then just for a wee bit of crunch, these lovely wee croutons on top, which I've got here now, and they're lovely and golden and crispy. And just drain them on a bit of kitchen paper and fire them over the top, and that's you. So you've got that nice, lovely, soft, you know, blended soup. You've got your wee strands of beef. And then you've got a bit of crunch from your potato bread croutons.
Right, I'll be up in an hour.
Right. I'll do, because there's plenty here.
That sounds just gorgeous for the day that's in it and the temperature that's in it, and that chilly old day. Beef and potato soup with crispy potato bread croutons. Paula McIntyre, you're a genius. Thanks a million.
Thank you, John.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.